It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Amanda Toole on the line. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Craig.
Amanda, you are the dietitian at the hospital, and guess what? Eating holiday is next week.
Thanksgiving.
What a perfect time to talk to you about some plans for Thanksgiving when it comes to eating.
Yes, I do love this topic. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays, like a lot of our holidays, that do revolve around food, filled with rich dishes, wonderful desserts. And most people don't like mentioning that to me with what they're going to be eating. But as a dietitian, I actually don't have a problem with that. However, after the Thanksgiving meal, we hear a lot of people saying things like, oh, I am so uncomfortable, I'm sleepy, I'm stuffed, they may be bloated, have indigestion. And those are the things that are concerning to me. Because I want you to feel your best, even on Thanksgiving. So I have some tips for helping with your eating on the holiday to still feel your best after your big meal.
Okay, sounds great.
So the first tip is to continue to eat your normal eating schedule of meals and snacks during the day. When we skip meals to save up for the holiday meal, we then go into that meal starving. That means then we usually tend to eat quickly, a lot faster, which makes it a lot harder to control the amount of food we eat and can also cause some indigestion just with that in itself. And then going into that meal at a moderate hunger level makes it a lot easier for us to pace ourselves at meals and stopping at a more comfortable fullness level. Then number two, keep paying attention to those hunger and fullness cues. So eating only when you're hungry and then stopping when you're full the best that you can. We know this isn't going to be perfect, but identifying fullness cues can be challenging. So one thing that I recommend a lot is partway through your meal, try to do a little check-in with your body. Put your fork down and just kind of think, is your hunger gone yet? Are you starting to feel any signs of being full? If the answer is yes, then that's your cue to kind of really pace yourself the next few bites. And then when you feel that fullness, then it's time to set your fork down and be done with your meal, even if there's still food on your plate, which I know is the hard part. And then third, focus on foods that make you feel good. So most holiday dishes are going to be a little higher in fat or sugar, a little bit more rich. And when we're eating a lot of those and our tummies aren't used to that, we sometimes feel not so great after that. So balance those foods with other foods like fruits, veggies, either at that meal or if you're not in control of what's going to be served, then try and do that at other points during the day. So maybe in the morning, go a little bit heavier on fruits, whole grains, that type of thing to save your heavier dishes than for later on in the holiday. And then lastly, try to get moving the best you can, going for a walk around the block or even the movement of helping to clean up afterwards can help improve how you're feeling, help digestion a little bit, so then you don't feel so miserable after your meal.
So here's a question. Any foods we should absolutely avoid, or is it moderation with everything when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I would say the number one or number two foods to avoid on Thanksgiving would be foods that you're either allergic to or are spoiled and moldy.
Oh, okay. In other words, you're saying pretty much if there's something out on the table to take for a Thanksgiving dinner, as long as it's not moldy, go ahead and go for it.
Go ahead and go for it. You know, holidays are one of those things. They do only come once a year. So a lot of these foods that we have, we don't get very often. And it is completely fine to be able to enjoy those foods as long as, again, they help us feel good at the same time. It is that everything in moderation. We want to be able to enjoy our food because the more also we cut out those holiday foods, we're not going to be very satisfied and probably the more we're going to eat in the long run of other things.
Yeah, you're going to, if you decide to skip the pumpkin pie, you might end up having two pieces the next day because you just can't control yourself because you didn't eat it yesterday.
Yes. And Before you had that pumpkin pie, you're going to start out with some fruit and then you're going to go have some beef jerky and then you're going to go have this and that. And then finally say, okay, fine, I'm just going to have the pumpkin pie. When if you just could have started with the pumpkin pie, we could have cut out all of that middle stuff too.
Maybe just have a smaller sliver of pumpkin pie as opposed to a big, huge honking piece.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, now I'm hungry. Amanda, if anyone has any questions about stuff you're talking about today or anything else, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can call me at the hospital at 515-332-7608.
Registered dietitian Amanda Toole from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, Your Care, Our Mission. Thanks, Amanda, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks.